Afternoon, we're looking ahead to the new year and moves you can make now to improve your financial situation. We welcome Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, there are probably several things that we're going to get to today, but if you had one to just say this should be your number one priority as you think about the new year, what would it be?
Oh, my number one priority going into year end, if we're talking about taxes, just to give you an example, is everyone's got to check their withholding. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which went into effect last year, was the largest overhaul to the tax code in some 30 years. And a lot of people got a smaller refund than they planned on. Other people ended up owing more than they planned on. And I want to challenge everybody right now, with only a couple pay cycles left, to go out to a free website from the IRS, calculate your estimated taxes, and consider updating that W-4 at work. That's my number one.
Well, because right by the time you do your taxes, some people waiting until March or April, by that time you got a whole quarter in where you may be paying the wrong amount for next year.
Absolutely. Let's get in front of it now. Let's not have any surprises. Let's look from where we fell short in 2018 to make the 2019 tax season that much rosier.
All right, let's talk about bills. A lot of us have bills. What do we do? Is there a way to get caught up?
Well, you know, a lot of us have bills. You know, expenses are a part of life. But I want to turn this again into a sincere and actionable idea. I think everyone's single largest expense is not their mortgage. It's not their kids. Cisco, it's our taxes. And if you think about some of the bills in your life, you might just want to consider going into the end of the year prepaying some of those bills in order to bunch deductions into the current tax year, which allows you to itemize, which in turn helps you save on taxes. So that's what I think about when it comes down to bills at the end of the year.
Yeah, really reinforce that. They can help you on your taxes, because I think a lot of people hear pay your bills early, and that's not very attractive.
No, that's right. You know, I think so much is available to us in terms of strategy, and that strategy, again, really all comes down to taxes. So whether it's giving to charity wisely, whether it's prepaying real estate taxes, but being mindful of how that's going to work through the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act, or even this, I think at the end of the year, there's so many parents and grandparents, Cisco, that they know that their kids, their grandkids are struggling with college. Well, maybe let's help them out with some of those 2020 college expenses by going ahead and prepaying them in 19 and taking advantage of things like the American Opportunity Tax Credit or the Lifetime Learning Credit. All of those are brilliant strategies going into year end 19.
And what about charity? A lot of people thinking about that at the end of the year, how to give to charity and how much should I give and when should I give?
Well, I think, you know what, at the end of the day, you should give to charity because charity needs money in order to do outreach and do wonderful things. But I have a simple rule out there for everyone who's listening. If you're over the age of 70 and a half, dollar one and dollar less that you give to charity comes from your IRA, your required minimum distributions. It's called a qualified charitable distribution. If you're under the age of 70 and a half, the rules have been rewritten. What we should be focusing on is donor advised funds is no longer a vehicle used for wealthy people. Donor advised funds are now vehicles that are simply used for charitable people. So that's how we start making our giving a little bit more wise.
Good stuff. Thank you so much. Craig Bolanos joining us on Personal Finance Wednesday, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group.